And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, saying, Speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, Why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house, seeing the speech of all Israel is come to the king, even to his house? Ye are my brethren, ye are my bones and my flesh. Wherefore then are ye the last to bring back the king? Now these be the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above. Now the acts of David the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer, with all. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo the seer against Jeroboam the son of Nebat? Now the acts of Rehoboam, first and last, are they not written in the book of Shemaiah the prophet and of Iddo the seer concerning genealogies? And there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Jehu the son of Hanani, who is mentioned in the book of the kings of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, behold, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, write. Now the rest of his acts and of all his ways, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And his deeds, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. And of the last sons of Adonikam, whose names are these, Eliphelet, Jeiel, and Shemaiah, and with them 80 males. Also, day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days. And on the 8th day was a solemn assembly, according unto the manner. And thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. And at the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last. And beside me there is no God. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. How long shall the land mourn, and the herbs of every field wither, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed, and the birds, because they said, He shall not see our last end. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria hath devoured him, and last this Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Her filthiness is in her skirts. She remembereth not her last end, therefore she came down wonderfully. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy hath magnified himself. But at the last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him I told a dream, saying, Then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had 2 horns. And the 2 horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. And he said, Behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation, for at the time appointed the end shall be. I saw the Lord standing upon the altar, and he said, Smite the lintel of the door, that the posts may shake, and cut them in the head, all of them. and I will slay the last of them with the sword. He that fleeth of them shall not flee away, and he that escapeth of them shall not be delivered. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. And the last shall be first. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. But last of all he sent unto them his son, saying, They will reverence my son. And last of all the woman died also, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came 2 false witnesses, and said, Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure unto the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first.
And he sat down and called the 12, and saith unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first.
Having yet therefore 1 son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last unto them, saying, They will reverence my son. And the 7 had her, and left no seed. Last of all the woman died also. Then goeth he, and taketh to him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence, till thou hast paid the very last mite. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Last of all the woman died also. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. For I think that God hath set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. And last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And so it is written, The first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit, moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.